this goes to Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E. And facts, just leave that blank and we will fill it in. Regarding Sharon, last name is Pete, P like Paul, E-E, T like Tom. Date of birth 10-12 of 1944. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Pete with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, secondary hyperparathyroidism, and history of breast cancer. She's also been being treated for a spot on her lung, and she reports that it is not increasing in size. She has been recently started on meloxicam, 7.5 milligram daily, and she was advised to stop that oral NSAID due to the adverse effects it will have on her kidneys. And she can discuss any other type of pain medication that is not an NSAID would be appropriate. She will discuss that with you. Her weight is down about 12 pounds since her last visit in June of this year, but she states she's feeling well. She reports that blood pressure in when she was in your office recently was about 140 over 70. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or wheezing, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the atenolol. It's 50 milligram once daily. She's on the maximum dose of lisinopril, 40 milligram daily. Rocaltrol is 0.25 microgram once daily for secondary hyperparathyroidism. And since her last visit, she's now on L-E, T like Tom, R-O-Z-O-L-E, 2.5 milligram daily. Also, Fosamax, 70 milligram once weekly. And the meloxicam is 7.5 milligram daily, but she will be stopping that medication. Physical exam, she was able to get a weight for us today. It was 126 pounds. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 24th of 2022. Creatinine is 2.2, albumin 3.6, calcium is 9, sodium 141, potassium is 4.5, carbon dioxide 18, phosphorus was elevated at 6.1. Hemoglobin is 10.0 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Intact parathyroid hormone is 31.8. Assessment and plan. Stage 4 chronic kidney disease with slightly higher creatinine level, most likely secondary to the daily meloxicam use. The patient will be stopping it. Hypertension, it sounds like it's near to goal when checked in the doctor's office. Secondary hyperparathyroidism, that is controlled on the current dose of Rocaltrol without any side effects. And history of breast cancer and also lung cancer. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She will follow a low-salt diet. She'll stop the meloxicam, and she'll discuss any alternatives to oral NSAIDs for pain control. And she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.